Anyone involved in the community centre, a community and voluntary centre, was invited on Monday to a meeting at the Dorford Centre. Dorset Council, you see, has been selected last year by the government to be one of three Pathfinder organisations to design major reforms for children's services. That's for families to get help to the edge of care and to make these changes work well for their families. These programmes are known as Families First for Children. I don't know about you, but when we had kids, it was who to contact to get help for various things. So I went along to the meeting and I met with Rebecca Watson to find out more.
My name's Rebecca Watson and I'm the Family Hub Programme Lead at Dorset Council.
Now, you've sent this email out about the group to help Dorset families. Tell us all about the scheme.
So Dorset Council are one of three local authorities who were selected by the Department for Education to test and trial the National Children's Social Care reforms that were announced last year. So we started working with the department from autumn last year, and we're now starting to test and trial different approaches to enable us to implement the suggested reforms that they've detailed within their strategy. And so today was a session that was specifically to invite partners from across the voluntary and community sector who are supporting children and families at a local level to come and hear about the national reforms and to hear about some funding that we've made available to support and develop the offer of support to families out within the community. So we're looking at some specific programmes. Much of it is targeted towards new and expectant parents. We know that we want to make sure that any new parents and our youngest children in Dorset are getting the right support when they need it. So we're looking at increasing the offer of support for parent-infant relationships, so making sure that we can support families to form really strong and secure attachment with their babies. We want to make sure that there's good support in place for any families that might be experiencing mild mental health difficulties and that that's really accessible within their communities so that they can find that support close to home, where they can have people that they can go to and talk to about those things.
Now, you're hoping to work with the voluntary sector. How's that going to work?
So we have funding made available and we invited voluntary sector partners to apply to come and deliver some of that provision with us. So we have just today, actually, we're really excited to announce who those partners are going to be in delivering those programmes. And we will be working with them over the coming weeks and months to develop that service offer, thinking about what, you know, families might want and need in local communities and making sure that we're able to respond to those needs.
Can you give us an example of some of those partners you'll be working with?
Yep, certainly. So the first one that we will be working with is Home Start. So they provide support to young families.
That's a brilliant scheme, isn't
it? Yeah. So they're going to be working with us around the programme to support parent-infant relationships and parent mental health. There's an organisation called DoorPip who provide support around that parent-infant relationship. They offer therapeutic services, counselling and support to new and expectant parents, so they're going to be linked in. And also Dorset Mind, who also provide support around parents' mental health. So really thinking about how we can bring those organisations together to be really creative and think about how we can respond to communities' needs and make sure that parents can access that support.
Because, of course, a lot of the problems when you're a new parent, thinking back now, is who do you go to?
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like it's all going to be in one place now.
That's the intention. So across Dorset Council area, we are opening what's called family hubs. And family hubs are physical places in local areas. So they might be in community centres, they might be in libraries, or other, you know, community buildings where families go. And they provide support and information to families from, you know, conception, so to expectant parents, right up to families of children or young people at the age of 25 if they've got special educational needs or disabilities. And you can just drop into your local family hub, you'll be given information, support, you'll be warmly welcomed, and there'll be a range of different services being offered from there, so midwives, health visitors, young people services, parents supporting support workshops.
So it's all in one place rather than have to go to NHS or Dorset Council or whoever.
Yeah, we recognise that for many families it's really difficult to know where to go. There's lots of organisations, as you've seen in the room today, that provide information and support, and you don't always know who's got the service or the provision that might help you. So Family Hubs aim to make that a little bit easier.
So when do you hope to get all this up and running?
So we've already started opening Family Hubs. We've got six that have the doors open across the Dorset Council area, and we hope to have 11 by the end of next year. There's also a Family Hub online, so if families choose to, they can access information virtually. And you can also go to the Family Hub online to find out where your local Family Hub is or where it might be opening soon.
So that sounds like a brilliant scheme. Where can people go to find out more?
So the Family Hub online, I will have to send you the link to that, if that's okay. So the Family Hub online is a great place to go.
Well, presumably you start at Dorset Council website.
Yeah, Dorset Council website will link you.
Engine.
If you Google Dorset Family Hubs, you will be directed straight to our page, and that gives you information on all of the locations. So you can go that way, or if you have a Family Hub in your area, you're very welcome to just drop in and say hi, and you'll be welcome.
I'm hoping that
there.
You or one of your colleagues might come in on a fairly regular basis, maybe once a month, and tell us about some of the services that are on offer. Do you think you could do that?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Really, really want to make sure that families know what's available and how to get that help and support, so we'd be really, really pleased to do that.
Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Pleasure.